In this session, we consider peacefire ministry in chaplaincy settings, ministry teams, workplaces, and soul center groups. Not every peacefire practice will look the same. A soul center practice may serve people in homes, online, small groups, or community spaces. A chaplaincy practice may happen in a school, hospital, workplace, jail, care facility, emergency service setting, or community organization. A ministry team practice may serve volunteers, leaders, worship teams, outreach teams, boards, or small group leaders. The setting shapes the service menu. A peacefire coach minister must ask, "Where am I serving? Who has authority here? What policies apply? What kind of conflict care is appropriate in this setting?" In chaplaincy, consent is essential. The minister should not use institutional access to pressure religious participation. Prayer should be offered by permission. Scripture should be shared with care. Documentation and confidentiality should follow the host setting's policies. Emergency, safeguarding, and reporting procedures must be honored. In workplace or institutional settings, the minister must avoid becoming an investigator, human resources officer, legal advisor, or informal judge. Peacefire coaching may help a person reflect, calm down, prepare a respectful conversation, or discern a boundary, but the minister should not claim authority they do not have. In ministry teams, conflict often becomes personal because people care deeply. Volunteers may feel unseen, leaders may feel criticized. People may compete for influence while using spiritual language. A peacefire coach minister helps the team slow down and ask better questions. Are we seeking Christ or defending ourselves? Are we serving the mission or protecting our status? Are our words producing peaceable wisdom or wildfire? Is this a matter of preference, justice, calling, communication, fatigue, fear, or trust? Soul Center groups can also use peacefire tools for formation. A group might study peace-smart relationships, practice the peacefire pause, discuss forgiveness and fire breaks, or learn how to prepare for difficult conversations. These groups should be practical, scripture-rooted, and safe. They should not pressure people to disclose more than they should in a group setting. Topic 11 helps you turn the peacefire framework into real services. Your menu might include 1-to-1 peacefire coaching, a difficult conversation preparation session, a forgiveness and firebreak discernment session, a Peace is Smart relationships group, a church leadership workshop, a soul center Bible study, or chaplaincy follow-up conversations. But every service needs clear boundaries. What do you offer? What do you not offer? Who is this for? When do you refer? Who provides oversight? How do people request help? What happens in the first session? James 3 says that the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, and good fruit. That is the spirit of a peacefire service menu. You are not building a platform for control. You are building a humble ministry pathway where people can return to Christ, discern wisely, and take the next faithful step. As you complete this topic, begin drafting your service menu, partnership conversation guide, and 90-day pilot plan. This is where your peacefire ministry practice becomes visible, practical, and ready to serve.